Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Welcome to another show out there. My name is TJ Ryan. This week, Dan Dunlap is back along with his niece, Allison. We're going to talk about spirits. We're going to talk about out of body. We're also going to maybe make mention of your brother who passed away, Yucker. Maybe. Nice to have you in this morning. Thank you for coming in. Thank you. Allison's from Lower Michigan. Where are you from, Allison?
Charlevoix.
Okay. And you lived there pretty much your whole life?
No, actually, I grew up in Escanaba.
Okay. Now, how old are you?
I am 24.
And you've had this ability to see spirits pretty much your whole life?
Ever since I can remember.
Really? Now, is this something that's frightened you? Is something that's been difficult to deal with?
When I was younger, it was really hard to deal with.
And how do you feel about it now?
It's a normal part of my life.
Is it? And you think it's a gift?
Yes, it is a gift.
Do you think that you're the only one, or you think other people, everybody could do this?
In our religion, we believe that everybody's born with a gift.
Everybody has this ability, but nobody really taps into it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and some people it just comes to real easy, right?
Yeah.
So when you say you see spirits, what kind of spirits are there? Are we talking people that have passed away, or do you see all kinds of things?
I see all kinds of things. I see little people. I see everything.
Okay. Well, we'll get into some of that, and we'll talk about what you think those things are. Now, Dan, who's been on the show before, we talked about some of your ghost experiences. I want to talk a little bit about your brother. What was your brother's name, Gary?
Yes.
Now, he passed away recently.
Yes, about a month ago, November 10th.
And he was well-known in this area. And what was his nickname? They called him Yucker.
The Big Yuck.
Okay. Yeah, now, you and Yucker were the ones that were, when you were young, you were telling me about the ghost story, right?
Yeah, we slept. We got hoodwinked into sleeping in a ghost house, in a ghost bedroom.
Yeah, and that's when it's like you guys thought, oh, this is great. We're going to get the room. And then it turned out that it was
haunted.
No wonder everybody else wanted to be out of it.
Yeah. And they said, no, a deal's a deal. You're staying there.
So how do you feel about your brother now? You think he's in a good place where he's at?
Well, you know, one of our favorite shows was Ghost Hunters and Paranormal State and, you know, all the other ones, Ghost Lab. And we were sitting there one night, and I said, where do you think ghosts come from, Yuck? He said, fear. Fear stops them from crossing over. He goes, I am not scared of death. Because he knew it was coming. Mm. And I said, you're absolutely right. Fear is what keeps them here. Fear of, I don't know, the unknown. Fear of what they've done in this life.
Isn't it kind of funny? We're afraid of ghosts, but that's what we're going to be someday. I think that's so funny. It's like, oh no, ghosts. Hey, you dummy, you've been one before, and you're probably going to be one again. And it's like, we're afraid of this. And yet, they're going to be talking about you and I maybe someday down the road and going, there's a ghost. No, it's just me. I'm still here.
Well, once you cross over, you can come to and fro, back and forth, you know. But if you're scared to cross over, then you're stuck here.
Or maybe even confused, too. Some people still think, would you agree, that some people are kind of caught in the same motion and they haven't realized it yet?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Allison.
They get pulled out too fast.
Or, I mean, like, they don't even know they're dead.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They get pulled out too fast, so it's just they're back on their normal life.
And they haven't come to, kind of like when you watch the movie, like The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis thinks he's alive the whole time, and at the very end he goes, hey, you know what, I think I'm dead. So you think your brother, and how do you feel now? Are you sad, or are you feeling joy, or how do you feel about your brother being gone, Dan?
Well, I know he's fought the good fight of diabetes. He, for like 4 or 5 years, he fought hard. And he knew it was coming. Death didn't have no sting on him. And I know he went to the light and crossed over. And now he's the happiest he probably ever have been in his whole entire, you know, multi-lifetimes or whatever, you know. I know in a very, very good place.
Has he tried to contact you? You
know? Yeah, one time he just, I woke up and I still half sleeping, half awake, about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he told me, tell her I'm sorry about my sister. Mm. Because when we went into the room and he was laying there dead, his body was still warm and everything, and she started blaming herself for him dying. So I believe he was telling me to tell her that he's sorry for making her feel that way, and that it's not, you know, I just put this together from,
right.
But I did hear him say, tell her I'm sorry, and I knew what he was talking about.
Well, I'm glad to see that you've made some peace with it, because it's always difficult to, even if we know that they go on, you kind of miss them because they're not around anymore. Right?
Yeah, that one time he asked me, he goes, are you scared of death? I go, heck no. I'm stuck here till I'm an old, old, gray-haired old man. I said, I wish I could go tomorrow, but I'm stuck here.
Be careful what you wish for, Dan, right?
Heck, I'm not worried. It'd be better than this place.
So, Allison, do you have, and again, these are personal questions, and I hope you don't find any of this offensive, but... Are you brought up with the native teaching understanding of things?
Was
that kind of the way you were brought up?
Yeah.
And can you explain a little bit of that? What is that? What is life about? How does this? What are all these mystical beings? Feel free. Go ahead.
A lot of them are just. Some of them can just be demons. Some can be angels, I guess. Some can just be in the in-between.
So we were talking before we did the interview, like Sasquatch. You said that is just a spirit being to begin with, right?
Yeah, he's a spirit that can walk in two worlds.
Walks in two worlds. And what is he here to do? Why does he show up sometimes?
Just be a part of nature.
So he's kind of connected to the woods and that.
Yeah.
He's not. Somebody told me, and it was another Native American, that he's kind of the keeper of the woods.
Yeah.
Something
he's
like
a protector.
That. Just like the fairies kind of have something to do with nature as well, right? No? Yes?
I don't know about fairies.
Okay. Now, you also talk about the little people, and I've heard more than one person. Now, what are your feelings about the little people?
They're annoying. they like to play games.
Are they meant to bring joy to you in any way?
Sometimes. They can actually take you. That's what makes our medicine men. They take them when they're young and teach them medicines.
They take them, and then they bring them back.
Yeah, right. But they can take you and keep you and never bring you back. So don't ever go with them.
If you're little, right?
Yeah.
As an adult, they probably wouldn't take me, would they?
They could. Depends on how much you believe.
Now, what do they look like?
They look like mini Sasquatches, actually.
Mini Sasquatches?
Yeah.
Really?
They like to play games, like at night. They like to play with your feet. They like to, if your feet hang over your bed.
Really?
They like to grab you.
Grab your feet?
Yeah.
Physically?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
They just giggle. You can hear them giggle. They giggle all
really?
The time.
No kidding. So is this something that you're afraid of, or are you made peace with it? Or?
I deal with it.
You just deal with it? How old were you when you saw like the first ghost, your first ghost experience?
When we were little, my cousin Shannon used to live with us. And she has one that sits on the end of her bed. It's one of her watchers, and it's an old, old man. And we used to have to walk by her to go to the bathroom at night. And when we were little, we could only see out of the corner of our eyes. You can never really look at a ghost directly, usually, but you could see him. We used to have to run past her.
Really?
He used to scare the crap out of us. He would just sit there.
And when you say a watcher, what do you mean by a watcher?
Everybody has watchers. Everybody has somebody watching.
How would you define them? Like a guardian?
Yeah.
Okay. So this guardian sitting at the edge of the bed and scaring the heck out of you.
Well, he wasn't trying to scare us.
Right.
Just
he was doing
scary.
His job. And you guys saw it. And most people, see, the thing is, most people don't see it. Or if they do, at a young age, they don't remember it. Mm-hmm. And this has stayed with you your whole lifetime. And you still see these things today, right?
Yes,
okay.
Every day.
We're going to take a break and come back with Dan and Allison and talking about... A lot of things. We'll talk about a lot of things continuing on out there.
Hi, my name is Tom Mott. I am the co-founder of Michigan's Other Side and the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Organization. And you're listening to Out There.
Hi, my name is Peg Franklin. My website is heartradiant.com. And you're listening to TJ Ryan on Out There.
It's Out There, Out There, Out There.
All right, we have two folks that are on my show this week. Allison is from Charlevoix, and of course Dan now, well, he's from Escanaba, but he's been traveling around quite a bit. And I've known Dan for a number of years now. He used to be in radio as well, and Allison is his niece. And they have a story that we're going to tell a little bit later on, but we kind of want to get some background. Allison, from an early age on, now what is the most frightening thing that you, if you care to share, that you've ever seen? I suppose it's just because you don't understand it sometimes. Is that what frightens you more, of the unknown part of it?
It's just when they show up, they startle you.
Do they? Yeah. They catch you off guard? What would be something that really frightened you?
When I was younger, there used to be this thing under my bed. And at night, it used to tell me things like my mother was going to kill me. Or
really?
Yeah, and I used to wake up with scratches on my arms.
Doesn't sound like a real friendly spirit.
No, it wasn't.
So this wasn't a guardian, I'm guessing, no.
No.
So you realized this was kind of a negative spirit.
Yes.
And how did you deal with that? How did you get rid of that?
We had to go to the medicine man, and we had to walk out in the woods, and he put a circle around it so it would stay out there.
And so that kept it away. After that, it was gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so why do you think these negative things come to us? Are they drawn to us, or are they there because we're open, just like anything else? How do they get to us? Some people seem protected from them.
They come to people that are afraid. But because I'm so sensitive, and they do know, they frighten me most of the time. They just come.
They come because you're open.
Yeah.
I believe all negative, the yin and the yang of everything, you know, the good and the evil, is they're all teachers, and they're all here to teach us something. And like Allison said, you know, the teacher to not fear, because we don't have a spirit of fear. We got one of power, love, and sound mind. And that fear, you know, and over the years, she has learned not to fear them. But if they didn't come like that, she probably would still have that fear.
For a brief moment.
Yeah, when they startle you, like when you walk up and see a pine snake in the woods, you know, oh, jump back.
Now, wait,
you know.
Let me just jump on this, since I just thought of this, Dan. When you described a little person completely different than what she described.
Yeah, when I seen one, the same one twice, he was dressed in all green, and he had a long gray beard, but he was only about 2.5 foot tall.
Now, you kind of described him as like a leprechaun.
Yeah, kind of like a gnome.
More of a gnome.
Yeah.
Now, is there a difference? Is this something else, Allison? Would you agree that that's...
And I was always taught that that's what they were. That's what I call them. Could little this, people.
But the one you say looks more like Sasquatch.
Yeah, like a little guy. Yeah, he's hairy, too. I've never gotten up close in person. I was always told to stay away from him.
Is it possible it could be two different things?
Maybe.
Well, my sister said that that she seen a friend of hers seen one, and she picked it up.
Really?
And she said it was dressed like a little Indian from back in the 1700s and.
So they're all going to have different appearance.
I imagine, you know.
Or maybe they'll come to you in a different way.
Yeah. And as she's holding it, she said it was about 2 foot tall. And she's holding it, foot and a half tall. And it goes, put me down now.
I'm guessing she put him down.
Yeah. And he went scurrying off in the woods.
You know, it's funny. If you people are listening to this and they're going to go, this is a bunch of crap. I don't buy this. And there might have been a time in my life. But, you know, especially with Native American people, I notice this a lot. And maybe it's just because of your belief and your connectedness maybe to the planet. I don't know what the difference is, but you have much more experience than the typical white person. Would you agree with that statement?
I'd say yeah.
Allison's kind of grinning. How do you feel
definitely,
about that?
Definitely.
And is it because of your beliefs, you think?
It's just the way we're raised.
It brought up that you understand these things, therefore they exist. And anybody could see these things if they understood them.
Well, you become one with everything. Nature, everything.
That's true, but let's be honest. You don't live your life like that all the time. Neither one of you, right?
No.
No.
And you still experience these things, right?
Right.
So how does that happen? You're not one with nature when it's happening at the time.
Well, you look at reincarnation and, you know, I don't know. It's a confusing
Allison,
question.
What were you going to say?
Okay. I was always taught that everybody's born with a gift.
Right.
But not everybody's born with the gift of sight. Mm. Everybody's born with, you have the gift, like some people can hear them. Mm. Some people can see them. Mm. Some people can just feel when they're around. It's not,
so everybody's
it's just
got,
what you're born with.
Everybody's got a different gift for it.
Yeah.
But why is it more the Native American people that seem to have that gift? That's what I'm asking. And even though, you know, your culture is really not living like it used to live at one time, right? When you guys were part of the earth at one time. And I'm sure you're still more connected to it, but not as much as you were at one time, right?
Well,
so you still have this experience.
The Native American at one time, and he's starting to get back to it, was master of the spirit realm.
Right.
And not only that, but masters of this earth. Caretakers. Caretakers of this earth. And when I travel in the spirit realm and you see all these weird little critters in the spirit realm, you gotta wonder. I had this feeling, overwhelming feeling, that we're also caretakers of that. Mm. So us being human, because everything is one, we're all supposed to be caretakers of this earth. But not only that, but we're also to have be caretakers of the spirit realm too and take care of that. But we are destroying this planet, and a majority of everybody fears the spirit realm, and that's just totally reversed of...
Let me ask you this, either one of you. Why do you think this exists, the spirit realm? Now, you kind of mentioned that it was there to teach us, right? But how do you feel about this, Allison? Why is it there?
To teach us.
So everybody, do you think that everybody kind of has a choice to where they want to be?
No.
You don't think that we have this choice of what direction we want to go in our lives and in our spiritual consciousness and our evolution?
No, honestly, I think this is my own personal thinking. I think everything's predetermined before you even come back.
So everything's predetermined before you come. Who does that for you? Do you do it yourself, or is it done by someone else? Okay, so God designs everything for us, our plan. But isn't our plan designed to teach us the most, then? Would you say? So we can learn the most?
Yeah.
The opportunity is there. So even if you're serving, let's say you're serving in the spirit world, isn't that an opportunity to learn there as well?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's my point.
To teach us.
Okay, so it's given us this opportunity. So now we're going to start heading in the direction of, this is your uncle, Dan, and that is your sister, you said?
Yeah.
Your sister, what's your sister's name?
Oh, Francie.
Francie. And so recently you guys had, you've been dealing with some spirits that have been bugging you. Was it one in particular?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our third segment. We're going to talk about how this came about, the two of them, and it's really kind of a neat thing. I think it's a neat story, kind of some evidence that out-of-body experience, spirit communication, all that is true, I think. So we'll take a break and come back shortly.
Out there.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to all the people listening in China. I looked at my hits, and I noticed that I got quite a few folks from China. So feel free to send me an email, tj2@up.net, if you're in a foreign country. You know, somebody told me, a friend of mine, Way Braver, said that Sometimes they use podcasts in other countries to learn how to speak the English language. Well, you're going to be saying weird stuff to a lot of people. Ghosts, paranormal, whatever the case may be. Well, we appreciate you listening, and feel free to contact me if you want. You can drop something in the shout box. And again, if you haven't found this site, somebody just told you about it. The site is outthere.podbean.com. And thanks for joining me.
It's out there.
Welcome back to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan, and Dan and Allison are here. Dan is Allison's uncle. She's from Charlevoix, and we're talking about a lot of different things. And we talked about, you know, if you, you know, I'm not an expert certainly on the native culture. I've read some books, and I have some friends, and I've sat in some fires and stuff like that. But you learn there's a lot of similarities, even in every tribe. You know, and they do, your culture seems to have a definite understanding that others don't. And I'm sure the Aborigines do in Australia. People that are connected to the earth seem to understand the spirit world and how Mother Earth kind of is, it works. So, Dan, you've been pursuing your own greater wisdom for a long time. And more recently, you've discovered how to travel outside your body.
Well, not recently. It took a lot of years of meditating and going into that spirit realm.
But, I mean, when did you start to where you could do it kind of on your own? When
I'd say about 8 years ago.
Okay. So you've been able to do this pretty much at will now.
Yeah, it starts out where I have to travel down the roads and everything like I'm flying.
Is this something you see happening?
Yeah, or I can feel it and everything. It's almost like you got wings.
And you actually think that you're actually going through this at the time?
Yeah, now, you feel it and everything.
Would you say you're in a state of where you're awake?
It feels like the spirit realm, but it's also in the physical realm. But you're in the spirit form, I should say. Yeah, that'd be about the right. The spirit form.
You're just a big old goo of energy, is what you are.
No, you are. You look like you look.
You see yourself.
Yeah.
And so, what was the situation, Allison, with this spirit that was bothering you?
It was just this big guy. He's big like my uncle, tall. He looked like a big biker. He would stand in my closet and. He would never let me see his face. It was always covered in hair, and his hair hanging in. And me and my sister were going to sleep one night, and I was just dozing off, and my door flew open. It hits the bottom of my bed when it opens. My sister was like, holy shit, that's a big, and I was like, I was just like, oh my God. And my sister was like, she's like, go away, and she rolled back over, and I kicked the door shut because I was afraid to get off my bed.
Hmm.
And after that, he just kept coming, opening the door. We would leave the room, we'd come back, the door would be open. You walk down the hall, you feel him watching you.
So it wasn't a real comfortable feeling. And if you would say that this was more of a negative energy that you could pick up on?
Yeah, he used to shake me.
He used to shake you too?
Yeah, while I was sleeping.
Wow. And so you were kind of at a loss on what to do about this, weren't you?
Yeah.
And couldn't you have gone to like a medicine man? Could they have done something about that?
The medicine man usually just tells us that we know how to deal with it ourselves.
Oh, okay. Just for that one spirit, that one time, right? You said they put in a circle that one?
Yeah.
Not this time. He wasn't going to do it for this time.
No, it was a different medicine man.
So you're pretty much on your own on this one.
Yeah.
So then how did you tell Dan about this, or how did you find out about it, Dan?
Well, I was sitting over at my brother's. There's 10 of us in our family, you know.
Okay.
And I was sitting over at my brother Willie's, and Allison calls him, and I'm sitting there at the kitchen table, you know. And from his little bit of conversation he was having, I was starting to piece this together that something was after her. And, you know, from the power that I have been given from God, and it is an awesome power that I usually just leave everything alone the way it is. You know, I don't mess with anything unless it's harming somebody I love and they're calling out for help. So when I started piecing this together, I said, man, something's after her. So then I started standing on the authority that I know is the truth. And I said, okay. I said, let me talk to Allison. Then she started telling me about this negative biker dude that's...
biker dude.
Yeah, that's shaking her at night and choking her. And I said, okay, this Saturday night, I'm astral traveling to your house. And I said, I'm calling down the light of God. And I said, either he's going to be gone. I said, I don't know if there's a portal in that closet, but we're going to get rid of this thing. I said, he is harming you, and he's nothing but a bully. I said, you wait till I get there. I'll show him what a bully is. Mm. And then what happened after that phone call?
I started teasing him. I like to tease spirits.
You do?
I do. And I kept telling him, they're coming to get you. And when I would do it, my door would fly open hit my bed.
Did you ever try to document any of that?
Huh?
Did you try to film it or you never tried to get audio or anything like that?
No.
No reason for you to do that?
See, it'd be great. It'd be
great for my show. Then we could play that. Here he is. Look at him. There he's knocking the door open. Yeah. Go ahead, please. So you told him that somebody was coming for him.
Yeah.
And he was a little angry by that, you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so then, Dan, what did you do? How did you get there?
Well, when it came to Saturday night, I was preparing myself for to this battle or stepping into this power, you could call it. I was preparing myself for it, so I had 2 days to do it. Saturday night came. Right at midnight, I went into my meditative state. I walked into the spirit realm, and I figured, man, I haven't did this in quite a few years. It's going to take me 20 minutes to hit the zone, 20 minutes, half hour to hit the zone. And it only took me about 10, 12 minutes to hit the zone. And then once I hit that zone, I started astral traveling across the lake.
Now, you have never been to their house before?
No.
Okay.
And
how long does it take you to astral travel?
Well, once I started pulling my body up from my apartment, and then boom, instantly I was there.
So and within a second or two.
Yeah, because that comes with maturity and growth. In the beginning, I used to have to travel up and down the roads and everything, but now instantly I'm there within 1-2
You're
seconds.
You're traveling on your thoughts, not on having to actually see it.
Yeah, yeah, boom, I'm there. And I instantly went into Alice's bedroom, and I came out, looked everything around, you know, the living room, the kitchen, everything, and it was a double wide. And from years before, I thought they lived like out in the country, but it was kind of like in a urban area, like in a double wide. So I went back into Alice's bedroom, and I started calling down the power, energy, love of God. And I tell you what, it flows like water. And it's pure glowing white. And once you start calling down that power, energy, love of God, standing on this authority and calling it down, it came down like a whirlwind, like a tornado of light. And then all of a sudden the bedroom, the closet door flew open, and these three giant orbs came out of that whirlwind. They were about 5-6 foot tall orbs. And I never seen this before. And one right after the other, boom, 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 went into that closet. And they were huge. I'm going, wow, I never seen this before. And what was happening is that there was a portal there. And that power, energy, love of God in these orbs forms were sealing that portal shut. And so the whirlwind just went back up.
I don't mean to interrupt, but that's funny because I don't think Mom told you this. She, I was telling her the story after we talked, and she said, that's crazy, because last night around midnight, I heard boom, boom,
really?
Boom, because she was still awake, and I was sleeping.
So, Dan, because we're running out of time here, after that, you felt the spirit was gone?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't even there to begin with. What I feel they were doing, what God was doing, was sealing up the portal where they were coming through.
Okay, now, the part that's really cool about this, Allison, what did you witness on your end?
I was sleeping, but when it was done, he shook me and said, everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And when I talked to him this morning, he said, do you remember me telling you everything was okay? And I was like, I was just about to tell you. I remember you waking me up.
So you knew. Yeah. You could see that, his spirit. And did it look just like him?
Yeah. Looked like him just right there standing over me.
No kidding. See, that's what's really cool about that. And now how many, have you had any problems since then?
Oh, always. There's always another one.
But has this closed a door? Or?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. Like a couple nights later, my sister woke up and she was like, why are you by the closet? But I was still on my bed, and I was like, I'm not. And it looked just like the guy again, but he had white on him this time. And he didn't bother me. He didn't scare me.
Hmm.
He just, and my sister was telling it to leave me alone. She always, me and my sister are really strong together. When we're apart, we don't see things as much. But she was like, leave her alone. Just let her sleep. Hmm. And the guy turned and looked at her, and my sister looked at me, she's, he just told me to shut up.
Oh, really?
And I was like, huh. Because he was trying to say something to me. He kept saying, Allison, I need. And my sister was like, just leave her alone.
So a lot of times you're getting spirits that come to you that want help, maybe. Is that part of it?
Not very often.
No, not very often. Okay.
No, they just like to mess with me.
They do, huh? Well, I thank you both for coming in and talking about this, Allison and Dan. Allison probably has to take off pretty soon, so I don't want to keep you much longer. And Dan, we'll probably get together soon and talk again.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that, you know, because we just scratched the surface on a lot of things.
Yes.
But I thought it was important to let people know that, you know, these things are not to be feared. We have dominion over them. We have dominion over this world. Not only are we caretakers of all this, supposed to be caretakers, but we have dominion over them. And we tell them what to do. And there should be absolutely no fear.
If you live without fear,
yes,
then you're probably not going to run into as much of it.
And well, there's a good fear and a bad fear, you know, but this is a bad fear that's holding you back from becoming what we truly are meant to be.
Fear of the unknown. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, both of you.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.